Second hour of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you, as always, from Adelaide, South Australia, except when I'm travelling, which I'm not right now, so I'm at home in my nice warm house. It's winter here for you guys in America. Cold where I am, anyway. Anyway, in the second hour, I want to introduce you to Jeanette Teagle. Jeanette is a reverse speech practitioner student. She's halfway through the practitioner course now. She's doing very, very well. I'm very pleased with her progress. She's also heading up the research project we're doing into Robert Kennedy's assassination. And, of course, I played you the reversals on Sirhan Sirhan in the first hour of the show. So, without any further ado, let's welcome Jeanette to the show. Welcome, Jeanette.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice and early for you?
A little early, a little cold, but that's okay.
Right. Now, you've been involved in therapy for many, many years. Maybe you can fill in my listeners and some of your background.
Right. I've been a clinical hypnotherapist here in Australia since 2003. I did my training. Uh-huh. I'm also certified by the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association out of the United States.
Oh,
and so I have a dual qualification. So I'm certified in America and I have a diploma as a clinical hypnotherapist in Australia. Oh. So I was doing individual therapy for a number of years. Uh-huh. Then I found neuro-linguistic programming, or commonly known as NLP.
Uh-huh.
And that added to my glad bag of tricks for the, if you can call it that, for hypnotherapy.
Oh,
because
sure.
language has always been very important to me right from a child. So then I brought that into play and I put those two together. And for probably the last 10 years, I've been using the neuro-linguistic programming for managing change in organizations. So, because NLP is really about affecting change using language, so if we understand how people process their information and talk their language, then we get a better outcome. So, if I was to say to somebody, you know, how would this look, and they're an audio processor, then it wouldn't make, you know, their face would just stay blank.
Right.
Whereas
right.
if I use the hearing words for them, you know, hey, how about we discuss this and these are the changes we want to make, then we get a better outcome.
Right.
So I was doing, you know, I've been doing that for, say, the last 10 years. Uh-huh. And then about 3 years ago, somehow through my email, I clicked on a link to attend a webinar. And I think it's probably one of your former students, Pete Craig,
right.
out of the UK.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in contact with Pete, yep.
And I was absolutely fascinated by
Excellent.
Reverse speech. So it took me a while to save up the money to be able to do your course.
Uh-huh.
And I'm excited, and one of the clients I'm using for my homework said to me the other day after we had finished our call, once we'd stopped recording, she said, I am so excited. This is just phenomenal.
Excellent.
Because she is actually a hypnotherapist, so she knows that the unconscious mind is all creative and
uh-huh.
has the answers to all our problems,
uh-huh. yes,
all our issues. And she's just finding that using reverse speech to actually hear and get that visible evidence as to what her unconscious mind is saying...
Yeah.
She's just totally blown away by it.
Yeah. Had a similar feedback from Debbie's first client who she did a meta warts on. And amazing changes, incredible shifts. So it's so rewarding for me to see people get into the practitioner class and start changing lives. I can't tell you how it feels. It's just great.
Well, David, it's not just changing other people's lives. It's changing, you know, I've noticed the change in mine as well.
Right.
I mean, I was working part-time 3 days a week up until March, and then I left because I couldn't handle... No, that's not right. I chose not to handle the workplace bullying and nonsense that was going on.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then I bumped into them this week, and they said, "Oh, you look so relaxed and what have you." And then yesterday they rang me to say, "You know, would you reconsider it to come back and work for us?" And I thought, no way. and my girlfriend said to me, she said, "You seem to be turning up more and more work," and I think that's because I'm doing what I enjoy,
yeah.
And that's a reward in itself.
Right. Yes. And the market in Sydney is wide open. You've got the whole city to market and promote reverse. Do you plan to go out and set yourself up in practice once you graduate?
Oh, absolutely. At the moment, I only have one client I'm working with in Sydney. I have one in Queensland, and I have two in Melbourne.
Oh, so you're working over the phone, right?
So I'm doing it all over Skype at this point in time, except for the one client, and that's perfectly fine.
Yep.
Eventually, the niche market that I'm looking at, and I actually have somebody lined up to do a round of sessions with,
uh-huh.
is to look at the young vets in Australia and New Zealand who are just seem to be falling between the cracks of support.
The young vets?
The young war vets.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Mm.
So I just see that is, you know, an area that I could possibly make a difference if I can get, you know, if we can get one or two of them on a back on the career trajectory or into a better space so that they know that there's help out there for them and they can actually still achieve things in their life because some of them are very young. And the one I've got lined up is, I think he's 35.
Oh, right.
And he didn't know that he had PTSD for many years.
Right.
And it was actually his boss approached me and said, "Oh, you know, is there anything you can do for this young man because he is relying so heavily on the drugs that he needs to be able
yeah.
to function? So if we can help him reduce his drug intake, you know, pharmaceutical we're talking about, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
If we can help him reduce his reliance on those pharmaceuticals, that's got to be a good thing."
Oh, for sure, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's all very exciting stuff. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. And, you know, my client out of Queensland is the one I've been working with for the homework.
Uh-huh.
She, we discovered that she had a wounded wolf, you know, with wolf being the motivator.
Yeah.
And she had approached me about, when she knew I was looking for homework participants, that she couldn't get her businesses off the ground and she was really struggling.
Uh-huh.
And then after the first meta walk where her wolf was healed, she's just gone from strength to strength.
Ah, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. I am so excited to have developed a technique that works and can be trained and taught to others. I think that's just awesome. And we will continue to see these miracles happen, won't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I got an email from one of my first practitioners who I certified in England just last week. And
right.
Ingrid Collins, she's been a guest on my show. She's going to be on again soon. And she was just full of praise. Her clients are just loving the work. And, she was just over the moon, happy with the results she's getting. So,
well, I mean, Ingrid's been doing it. That's
Sorry.
Right. Well, Ingrid's been doing it for a lot longer than us. And for me to see, you know, the changes that are coming through just with, you know, what I'm doing at this stage is, you know, it's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And the practitioner course is where it all happens, isn't it? The analyst course is just leading up to the practitioner. That's just getting you ready to really dive into the ocean. So,
well, the practitioner course is like the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. No, you've assembled all the ingredients in the investigator course.
Yep.
Then you've baked it in the analyst course.
Yep.
And now the practitioner is actually putting the icing on the cake of putting it all together.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a very good description. Yeah. All right. Now we have changed the topic totally. Let's talk about Robert Kennedy. Now I have thought that you would be the best person to put in charge the project, and we are grateful that you accepted. So tell us a little bit about what's happening and what progress we're at. And, have you come I don't suppose you've seen any reversals yet to draw any conclusions, have you?
No, the class is still, everybody in the class is working on two recordings each.
Okay.
And by the end of August, those recordings will have been analysed, uh-huh, and the reversal clips and transcripts uploaded to the one place, so we can actually start to have a look at them.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm working on my two. Everybody's got their own two that they're working on. So, at this point in time, probably middle of September, we'll actually be able to look at the transcripts and see if we've got some themes coming through.
Right.
So.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go on.
And who are they analysing? I mean, Johnson or Robert Kennedy or what people?
There's a whole raft of clips that we found on the internet.
Right.
I don't know that I kept a list of all the. Hold on, I'm just looking for my bit of paper. I don't know that I kept all the titles of who they were, but we've got them going, ranging YouTube clips ranging from 1968 right through to 2012. Different people.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I did with the JFK assassination. Got all the different people involved. Right, yeah. Yeah, when I did the reversals on Sahan in the first hour of the show, this is actually the first time I've listened to them since I found them.
Right.
And they really don't seem to be pointing to anyone else involved. Seem to be saying that Sahan's the sole killer. I don't know. We'll see what happens when the other ones come in, won't we?
Well, we will. It's I think it's an exciting thing to do as a group, because two people can listen to the same recording and hear different reversals.
Yep.
So when we look at the transcripts in September, then we'll make a decision as to whether the recordings that I'm analysing will be then reanalyzed by somebody else, or whether we have enough information in the transcripts to actually make a conclusion.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and are the students enjoying it, those involved in it? I didn't set it in the analyst course because they don't have the skill sets yet at the analyst level, you know, but I thought it was appropriate for the practitioner course. So are they enjoying unravelling a mystery?
From the brief discussions we've had, I think they are. And I think the practitioner course is the right place because it's such a small group.
Right.
And it's easier to manage something like this.
Right, yes. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yes, if you had 20 students in the analyst course, oh, my. There would be a lot of coordination necessary. No, they're not ready in the analyst course yet anyway, still learning how to find reversals.
Well, not only that, David, those who've made it through to the practitioner course are those who are your dedicated students who actually want to take this and really work with it.
Right,
because they've made the effort to get the homework and everything done in and achieve that pass mark of the analyst course.
Yes.
So yes, that's how I look at it.
Yep. Yeah, we've got, and the course I'm doing now, I think we're down to 15. This is not too bad. We started with 20. We're down to 15, which is not a high drop-off, right? So that's not too bad. So
is this investigator course?
Yeah, this is the investigator course. Yeah, new one.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, as a student, it does take a bit of juggling to get your minimum of 15 hours practice and homework in a week when you're working and working with clients as well. So I'm not surprised that some people drop off.
Yeah.
But they may pick it up later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had people come back later too. Yeah. So, excellent. All right. So how many hours do you think you're putting in a week on all your work? With reverse speed?
Well, I can tell you this week it's been probably close to 25 or 30 hours.
Right.
To, I know, because the homework from fortnight ago's class was to do 2 meta walks and then analyse those meta walks, and those trances were done a week apart.
Oh dear, man, so, that's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, heaven. No. So it was just a bit of a race against time to actually get the second one analysed to get the homework in on time.
Right.
So I've did that. Plus, I'm working with a couple of other people. So by the time you do the recordings and then you analyse them and do your homework on what you have to do next with them, it just takes a bit of time, you know. 25 to 30 hours, and it hasn't impacted me at all. I just feel, probably I feel empowered because I can actually do it.
Yeah, right, good. Mm.
So normally a minimum of 15 hours a week I would be putting in if it was just homework, but because I'm actually starting to work with some of the others, it increases it, and I think that only actually helps you hone the skills.
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah. I'm curious to see how you're going to do, how everyone's going to do with the homework. I've set a brand new assignment this class, which I haven't done in any other classes, and that'll be set another 2 or 3 classes away yet, where I want you to do 10 tapes in 2 weeks. Don't have to dump the reversals, just do the tapes. So that's going to be test everyone's skill, isn't it?
Oh, that's coming up in a few weeks' time. I thought my reading of the homework, it was 5 tapes with the analysis in the 2-week period.
Oh, was it 5 tapes? Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Don't scare me that.
I must have given you a reprieve. I was thinking 10 tapes. I must have dropped it down to 5.
But you did 5, but we also had to analyse them in that 2 weeks as well.
Yeah, that's
right.
We
had to do the reversal. So, you know, that's still going to be a challenge.
Yes, it will be a challenge, yeah. Yeah, see, when you're in practice, like I am, gee whiz, I often do, it's nothing for me to do 10 tapes a week. Offer more than that, so, which is a lot of work. I'm looking forward to the days when we've got computers that'll do it all for us. And wonder if that'll be in our lifetime. Be nice.
Do you think that would be as accurate?
It would need to be a very sophisticated program because reverse speech comes in many different tonalities. And I mean, you have to train voice recognition to recognise a person's voice. But the person's voice sounds different backwards at various speeds. So, reversals have so many different tonalities. I think it's going to be a very difficult task, personally.
Well, in one of the, I think one of the recordings that I've done this week, I actually got it, the reversal was so, it was, the twang in the voice was just something I had never come across in the time I've been doing this. So it was really, it was like I had to sit and listen to it a couple of times and thought, yeah, that's what it says and everything else. But the twang of it was, I don't know how to describe it. It just wasn't like the normal voice that I would hear. It was very, very interesting.
Yeah, they certainly do have a variety of different emotions. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, okay. So we have how many classes left? 6 classes left to go. So we'll have you all ready, writing meta walks and doing all sorts of wonderful things. So that'll be great. Now, we have a couple of interesting reversals that you've together for us. And we'll have a look. We may look at them when we come back from the break. Yeah, we'll look at them when we come back from the break.
Right, no worries.
Yeah. So you obviously see yourself moving on with reverse speech, establishing a practice. Do you plan to move on and go on and become a trainer?
Possibly. Uh-huh. Possibly because one of my inherent parts of my personality is that I am an educator.
Right.
So if I can work it that I can train, then I probably will. But at this point in time, it's more, you know, I would like to do a bit more good in the world before I, you know, move to that next stage.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm looking for a lot of trainers. I'm looking for trainers and students, all sorts of things out there. So, yeah.
No, David, I'd certainly be looking at it, but just probably not in the next 12 or 18 months.
No, that's fair enough. Yep. No, you want to get out and start using your skills in practice and start using it with clients. That's where the real exciting thing comes. So, yeah.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. So what do you see as the future of reverse speech in society? There we go. That's a pretty intense question.
Oh, it's a very profound question for a Saturday morning or Friday night in America. Uh-huh. I see it as being used more and more by not necessarily the mainstream, but people who, I could see more therapists using it. I could see it in the legal system working out, you know, where you get the he said, she said situations and things like that. And I think, you know, maybe it's something that could be used in high schools.
Yep. All right, just hold that thought. We have to go into a break. This is John Oates. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
we are back for our final segment of the Weekly Reverse Speak Show. It goes so fast, doesn't it? I think that 2 hours is such a long time. How am I going to do everything? But it goes so very quickly. So let's pick up on that latest thought there, Jeanette, about its long-term uses in society.
Right. So I see it being very valuable in years 11 and 12 in the school system here in Australia, for the simple fact of the students will often say, oh, you know, I really don't know what I want to do, or they might be struggling with stress and things like that coming into their last years of school, which are, you know, full of exams, and, you know, I see a lot of stress bubbles in their parents as they cope with their children going through this. And I think, you know, maybe if we were able to put them through some reverse speech sessions to see actually where their stress is coming from, that would actually just, you know, just calm the whole school system down and let the children do their exams without so much stress.
Yeah. That's such exciting. Yeah. Just the uses of reverse speech boggle my mind sometimes. I mean, there's just so many areas you can use it in. School, of course, is one. And law enforcement, you were touched on that. Therapy, of course. Wow.
A lot of therapists have clients who get stuck, and they do their best to actually move them on. But if the client is, for want of a better term, bloody-minded and won't allow themselves to go to that deeper level to find out the initial sensitising event, by using reverse speech to actually analyse what they're saying would actually help the therapist get round that obstacle and help them move forward in their lives.
Yeah, right. Do you have contact with many other therapists?
Yes, I, on a monthly basis, as my part of my membership of the Australian Hypnotherapists Association, I go for supervision. I meet with a group of five other people with a supervisor once a month, and then they hold workshops four times a year for my particular, the association I'm part of, but there are a number of other associations here in Sydney who also run workshops. So, you know, there's a big network of hypnotherapists in Sydney, well, in Australia.
All right.
And so I've actually been sharing with my group, you know, I took along the results of the first session and explained, so I could explain to them how, because they heard, you know, I've taken a couple of clips along and they're fascinated. So I thought, if I took actually along a transcript without any identifying features on it, they could actually start to understand how it works. So I think we've got a couple away this month, so I'll probably leave it till next month, and then be able to show them the pre-trance transcript and how the metaphor is that the meta walks are created from those two transcripts.
Wow.
So I'm doing my, there you are, I'm doing my little bit of education as I go.
You certainly are. Very good. I'd love to get more. Go ahead.
Go on.
I was just going to say, I'd love to get more hypnotherapists in Australia involved in reverse speech. That would just be amazing.
Well, you know, when these people start to see, and you know, maybe once I start to get a few testimonials coming through, then that will, you know, that will actually help it be put out there.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, I think the word is going to spread, and long may it do so.
Absolutely.
Now, we have a couple interesting reversals here from you. The first one is entitled Ring Ring. Fill us in on this one.
This was a homework recording I was doing, and I was sitting out in the backyard, I think, interviewing a couple of brothers. I think it was a partner conversation we had to do with two other people. And we were sitting out there having this conversation, and all of a sudden we started to have the conversation and then the mobile phone went off. And when I did the reversal on the words, the reversal was ring, ring. So it was actually knowing that the phone was going to ring.
So the ring, ring occurred before the phone rang.
That's correct.
That's awesome. Okay, so here we go.
Can you, in your mind's eye...
Okay, so there's the phone.
Can you, in your mind's eye...
And right before she says that, it's ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
That's amazing. That's such an clear... Let's do that again.
Can you, in your mind's eye...
Okay, there's the forwards, backwards.
No, it's not ring, ring, ring.
So ring, ring.
Can you, ring, ring. Can you, in your mind's eye...
That's just amazing. I love that one. That's classic. I mean, how did you know the phone was going to ring?
Well, from the collective unconscious, or maybe from the fact that I work spiritually, I work clairvoyantly, clairaudiently. I don't know, David. It was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I've seen this before. This is not the first time I've seen this sort of thing. Well, first time I've seen it with a phone, but... you'll often see reversals come up in conversation before someone discusses it forwards. You can explain that away, but how you could actually predict a telephone ringing is absolutely beyond me. That's just staggering. Here's one where a client. I had a reversal of New York. I'm not here. Let's just play it.
I mean, I just want to know who I am. It's true.
Are you a gypsy?
I think so.
You were Italian, you said.
I'm Italian.
Did you grow up in Italy, or you're American?
No,
Italian?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Italian.
Okay, so she says she grew up in Brooklyn, but before she says that, she says backwards, New York.
New York.
And again.
New York.
Now let's just see where that occurs in conversation.
I just want to know who I am. It's true.
Are you a gypsy? New York.
Okay, so she says, are you a gypsy? New York.
Are you a gypsy? New York.
Right.
And then she says, oh, I grew up in Brooklyn.
So.
You were Italian, you said.
I'm Italian.
Did you grow up in Italy or you're American?
No,
Italian?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Italian.
So that's similar to the ring ring, isn't it?
Mm.
So
it is.
So she says New York forwards. This is the other client, the other person, and the person from New York said, yeah, grew up in Brooklyn. Of course, it's Laura of New York.
So, that's right.
Yeah, I've got so many. I should have remembered to put that example in my latest book. Oh, well, it'll go in the next one. So, when I discuss about the collective unconscious. Now, is this reversal yours? Is the sun divine? That one's yours, isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought it was. Let's play it.
And now the muscles in your temple.
Oh, that's Deb. That's Deb.
That's Debbie.
Okay. Yeah, that's Deb. All right, here, listen to this one. It's a good reversal. It's a wonderful reversal you should have on a trance induction.
And now the muscles in your temples relax.
And she says, is the sun divine?
Is the sun divine? Is the sun divine?
How about that, hey?
Is the sun divine?
Pretty
that
cool.
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of reversal I want you to be delivering to your clients. How did you go analysing your own reversals? It's the first time I've set you guys assignments to do that. What was that like?
Analysing it on the meta walks.
Yeah, your inductions. Remember, I said that as a word. Yeah.
David, it was fine. Obviously, one of the questions I've got in my book tonight was, why are we analysing our words? Is it a learning for us? Or because it's obviously not something we can actually use with the clients because they're actually on our words. So
I
had no problem doing it.
Yeah, it's because I want to know, and you need to know, what reversals are you delivering to your clients? Because if the reversals you are delivering are contrary to your trance inductions, then there's a problem.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? But as we just saw with Deb's reversal, It wasn't contrary to the trance inductions. It was supportive of it. So that's one of the things that I've learned over the years with reverse speech, is that your reversals are just as important as the reversals of your client. Now, for example, here's a hypnotherapist doing a weight session. Listen to this.
When your conscious or subconscious mind notices this, then either one will begin to focus on the thoughts and or the feelings.
And this is the loss of love with the evil.
The loss of love with the evil.
The loss of love with the evil.
You hear that?
That's incredible.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Mm.
So if you had a reversal like that on your client's inductions, then that's a problem, and that needs to be addressed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why I get you to do your own induction. Maybe I didn't state that in class, but that's the intent behind it. So,
I just had it down as a question to ask you tonight, because my brain goes, why am I doing this? I'm happy doing it. I just want to know why I'm doing it. And now you've explained, that all makes perfect sense to me.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Now, did I have some other reversals of yours to play?
You had one more reversal. It was the one about describing the metaphor of God and the message coming through from my son about the beer.
Ah, right. Now that's in your homework. Okay, so now I've got to find the homework files. Practitioner 2016, and that was prac assignment 4, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
No, not there. So it must have been this one.
It was on Meta Walks 1 and 2.
Right, that should be prac assignment 4. 28.7.
It was class 4.
Right.
It was practical assignment 5.
Ah, right. Okay. Ah, here it is. Now I've got it. Got the right. Okay. So give us a bit of an introduction for this one.
All right. So my son crossed over at the age of 21, and we still communicate and things like that. And normally when somebody who has a soul connection to me, whether I know them or not, is about to cross, I would get the very strong smell of cigarette smoke, and I would hear his favorite band on the radio. And I got a call 2 weeks ago to say that my sister by another mother, her elder son, is missing in a fishing trip off the coast of Tasmania in one of the bays.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to my son, where are you and what's going on? And, it was just like a total void. And then I got this particular reversal that came through when I was doing the meta walk. And at his funeral, his brother had said, you've got Jack and Jim to keep you company, and Jack being Jack Daniels and Jim being Jim Beam. And I remember making the comment that you will always have a fridge of never-ending beer. And I think this was his way of saying, yes, I am still here. I am looking after, after the boy. And, when I can let you know what's going on, I will.
Right. Okay. All right. And, okay, so here's the forwards. Let's just play this.
It can appear in many forms. Some people see him as a being of light.
And I'll ring you for some beers.
I'll ring you for some beers.
I'll ring you for some beers.
I'll be bothered.
I'll ring you for some beers.
So when you heard that reversal, what went off in your mind?
I just raised my eyes skyward and went, thanks, It gave me that acknowledgement that he could hear me, and that he knew that we were all very stressed about, this young lad's been missing now for two... He and another one of the boys in the boat have been missing now for 2 weeks. And this, his mother I've known for 46 years. and she supported me when my son died, and so we're just going through that stress. She said, all I want is for him to be found. Right. I don't want to have to go through years of waiting for the phone call.
Right.
So this way I can let her know that, you know, that Todd is out there. He is still, you know, he is monitoring what's going on. He just can't communicate with us at the moment.
Right.
So Todd being my son, not her boy that's missing.
Right. Yes, I realise that. Yeah, it's a horrible thing to go through, to lose a child and to have one missing like that. Oh, the torment which you'd go through would be horrible.
Well, we just have to keep going. You know, the family are back at work because they have to keep working.
Right.
And always it's at the back of your mind, you know, is today the day that they're going to, going to find them? So they found two have been found.
Right.
And two are still missing.
Right. They were found dead?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
One was found on the beach and one was found in the water. One had head wounds. One was wearing a life jacket. One wasn't.
Right.
It was an older boat. They think it sunk. But, nobody knows anything. I think they were bringing in the sonar boat this week to actually sweep the bay.
Right. Wow.
So for me to get that message from my son was, you know, a nice feeling in my heart, and it was the conscious acknowledgement that he was listening to me.
Sure, yeah. No, I understand that feeling, having lost a son myself also at 21.
Yeah. You have to pick yourself up and keep going.
Well, you do. You've got no choice. Life goes on, you know. What are you going to do? Sit and be depressed for the rest of your life? I don't know.
Well, some people do, unfortunately, David.
Yes, I know. Some people do. Yes, I know. I don't know what the difference is. No. So what's been some of working with your clients, what have been some of the highlights, some points that you remember particularly in your work with reverse speech?
When I was doing, obviously, the investigator and the analyst homework, one of my clients absolutely just cracked up with laughter at some of the reversals that she found. She'd been discussing her husband wanted her home for his sister's birthday and what have you, and my client doesn't like the sister-in-law and things like that. And so her reversal was old little wiener when she was talking about her husband. And she said, you know, I didn't realize what I actually really thought. So we've actually had some fun things that have come through that people have gone, wow, I didn't realize I thought that way. The earlier conversations were much lighter because we actually weren't doing any change work as such. But people that I've asked to help me with doing my homework are finding it fascinating, and I know that they're going out and talking to people about what I'm doing, and that's I suppose the best that I can hope is that once I get these people across the line, that they're then going to go out and tell other people, and that's how it will grow.
Yep, I totally agree. That's how it's going to grow. It spreads through word of mouth.
I have one of my clients in Melbourne is. He's gone from a high-powered role in an organisation to being the primary caregiver for his young children.
Okay.
And obviously having a bit of a struggle with that.
Sure.
And yet, when we did the results session yesterday, he could see that he was actually looking at what he's doing, how he's managing with his children, and what he's learning from being with these young children, how he can actually take that and translate it into the workplace. And one of his reversals was inner work. So he's actually looking within to say, how can I translate this from home to work to make it work? So that's that one. And I've got another one that who's almost ready to start, and that's on, it's an older woman in her mid-60s who has struggled with body image all her life.
Oh, right.
So not about, she's not overweight or anything else like that. It's just about how she sees herself. So that's going to be an interesting one to do.
Oh, that would be an interesting one to do. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've had I've worked on weight, of course, quite a few times. Had good success with weight, but body image, so she doesn't perceive herself as being attractive. Is that?
I think so. Like she went to New Zealand for a holiday, a month or so ago, and she knew that her girlfriend, who had been injured in New Zealand, who was doing hydrotherapy and hydro jogging and things like that. And she said, oh, she's going to make me get into a swimsuit and get into the pool.
Oh,
and I said, yeah, of course you can do that. That's not a problem. You know, you can do whatever you want and you'll go and enjoy it. And she actually did enjoy it. She struggled to get into her swimsuit and be exposed to other people being in her swimsuit. So it's going to be very interesting just to see how we can help her turn the corner so that she's an attractive woman. She has beautiful, curly, sort of ready coloured hair. She's got she's got that beautiful English skin. She is an attractive woman. But she doesn't see herself as attractive.
Oh, okay. All right. So the trick is to find out what metaphors are causing that and change it.
That's right. Yeah, so she's very excited to to be able to be offered the opportunity to do this. So I mean, I was always taught very early in my career that when you're learning something, you have 5 giveaways. In other words, you have 5 people that you work with before you start charging your full rate. And she was very happy to accept my giveaway for her, because she knows she's helping me with my homework and with my study and things like that, and she gets, so it's a win-win, it's an exchange of energy, and it's a win-win for everybody.
So
I'm looking forward to doing that one as well.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got quite a few things lined up there.
Yes, so look, I've got them coming out of the woodwork wanting to be part of doing what I'm doing, and some of them will maybe not pay the full fee as I'm starting out, but that's okay. You know, as long as they pay something that means that they will get the benefit out of what they're doing. Because if you don't charge them or don't have some exchange of energy, then they don't value what they get.
Oh, I totally agree with that. In point of fact, my free clients, which I don't have many of them, and I do have a few of them, don't seem to shift as readily as the ones who pay. So there you go. How's that for an observation?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, one of these people I've been working with, I said, look, I had to charge you something, and I just named a nominal fee, and which I knew she could afford. And she's made some good shifts, so that's, to me, that is part and parcel of it. She's not shifting as much as I would have expected or preferred, and that's because she's making those choices that she doesn't want to, you know, doesn't want to make those shifts because she's comfortable where she is. And that's her choice.
Yeah, well, you can only lead people as far as I will let you lead them, can't you?
That's correct.
What's been the most surprising thing about the courses to you?
I think there are some of the reversals that I've found, and some of the reversals that I've found on myself as I've been analysing other people's recordings. If by chance I happen to analyse, you know, reverse something instead of playing it forward, I just reverse it. I think, well, that's interesting. Who's this? You know, and then I play it forward and go, oh, okay, well, that's me. So I just think the whole thing, you know, just the fact that it's so powerful. I know I've had shifts doing it, even though it's not my reversals and what have you, because as a hypnotherapist, I know that whatever I'm working on with the client is also working on me. And yeah, I think the same thing is, it's the same with reverse speech. So as we do a meta walk, that meta walk is not just affecting the client, the meta walk is also affecting who I am.
You're absolutely right. Yes, you are. Yes. Do you feel as though you need to separate yourself from that, or are you happy with that?
Oh, it's just part and parcel of who I am. I'm, you know, I've been doing it for so many years now that, you know, I accept that's part of me, and I just do it.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Jeanette, we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for being my guest. I do appreciate it.
That's right. David, before we go, can I just do a shout-out to Master Sergeant Jason Armstrong of the US Air Force, based at Little Rock, Arkansas, and let him know that the family here in Sydney miss him.
Good on you. Okay, welcome. Okay, hello to Sergeant in Little Rock. All right, we've got to go. Bye, Jeanette.
Thank you very much.
See you all.
All right.
We'll see you
bye-bye.
All next week, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.